Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing Siman Reish Mem Beis and finishing Siman Reish Mem Beis, which only has one Se'if in it. So we are right in the middle of Se'if Aleph. And what we had learned yesterday is that a person is supposed to spend significantly on Shabbos in order to do the mitzvah of Onig Shabbos, and you even have to push yourself if you don't have enough money in order to be able to afford to have a proper Onig Shabbos. And we had said in the Shulchan Aruch that you have to spend less during the week kidei lechabed Shabbos. So says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Dalid, to be mezonos shel Shabbos v'Yom Tov imosif mosif and lo, because when it comes to spending on food for Shabbos and Yom Tov, if you spend more, Hashem gives you more. Kama shamru Chazal, kol mezonos shel Shabbos kusuv lam rashan vad rashana. Chazal tell us that all your food is determined, predetermined, from one rashana to the next. V'yesh lizar shel Yosef ben pen lo katzvu lo kol kach. And one should be careful not to add to them, because maybe they didn't. Meaning normally you're not supposed to spend so liberally, because you don't know how much money you're supposed to make this year. But when it comes to spending money on Shabbos, when it comes to spending money on Yom Tov, when it comes to spending money on tuition for your children to learn Torah, so that's not Baba Cheshbon. That's not counted in the Cheshbon that you have on Rosh Hashanah. That's what the Gra writes in the Nigeres. It's quoted in the Dirshu over here. V'tchabid es v'shabbos ma'od kasher hoya lefanai v'al titzamtzim klal kikomz oshel shalom, etc. That you have a guarantee that you should spend a lot on Shabbos and don't worry about it at all. But that's provided that it's not just for your own benefit, but it's for the sake of Kavod Shabbos. It has to be done l'shem shamayim in order for it to work, but that in fact works. And then the Mishnah Berurah says a great chiddush. Lovin beribis l'tzar. We mentioned yesterday you're supposed to borrow money in order to make Suda Shabbos, and if you have a mashkon, you should give a mashkon to borrow money. Now we're saying you could even borrow money with ribbis in Issa Daraisa for the sake of Tzurich of Suda Shabbos. But the Mishnah Berurah scales it back. V'hainu me'enu Yehudi omi Yisrael b'derech heter. It doesn't mean you can violate an Issa Daraisa, it would be a mitzvah b'avera. It means borrow money with ribbis from a guy. Or you do with a heteriska, you borrow from a Jew in a permissible fashion. Im sholchlo dvar machl sheyachlanu b'shabbos loyachlanu b'chol. Came cause b'sefer Chasidim. Sefer Chasidim says if someone sends you some delicious food, a dessert, and says, "Ah, here's the food, the covet Shabbos," do not eat it during the weekday. I in the comments of mitzvah recited dalis if beis das shulchan aruch sham ta'ani yachal shabbos b'magvas purim mashi yirtza after gvul l'tzarch purim achin gam sham yesh machmirim b'zeh ayin b'tor sham. He says this is in contrast to when an ani is given something for Purim, you're given matanos levyonim, which is really meant to be for Purim, that he's allowed to use it for non-Purim needs. Meaning that the ani has a flood of money coming in on Purim because everyone's giving matanos levyonim, but he doesn't just need it for Purim. He needs to have what to eat the next day, and he needs to buy medicine for his kid the day after, and juice for his kids. So he's not; he doesn't have to use it dafka on Purim. Although there are some that are machmir even when it comes to Purim. Going back in the Shulchan Aruch, we said that mitakonas Ezra shu mechabsim begadim bechamishi b'shabbos mnei kvod haShabbos. That it's the takonas Ezra to launder your clothing on Thursdays for the kvod haShabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Mipnei Hainu Kadeshiu Levanim LeShabbos, so that they'll be white. You'll have white clothing for Shabbos. A minute ago, people wear a white shirt on Shabbos in some places in the Old City, and elsewhere people wear white flowing robes on Shabbos. Avaloba Erev Shabbos Kadeshiu Pnuyim LeSasik B'Tzarchi Shabbos, but don't get too busy doing laundry on Erev Shabbos, because Erev Shabbos is a busy day, so you need to be busy doing other preparations of Shabbos. Ulvisa Tzarch Lizar Shelo Lelich B'Cholik Echod Kama Shabbosos. In order to fulfill this takana, a person should make sure that he cleans his suits fairly frequently. He shouldn't have the same suit that he wears every single Shabbos, Shabbos in and Shabbos out, because that will be a violation of the takana Ezra, where he's supposed to have nice clean clothing for Shabbos. Now we move to the Ramah. Says the Ramah, Noagin lolush k'dei shir chala bebayis lasos me'am l'cham l'vtzah aleim b'Shabbos v'yom tov. That the minig is to bake chalas at home for Shabbos and Yom Tov, and bake enough challah that you're going to have to do the mitzvah of hafrashas challah. V'hu mikvod Shabbos v'Yom Tov ve'en l'shanos. And that is part of the kavod Shabbos and Yom Tov that a person is expected to do, and you should do that. Says the Mishmur Sif Katan Vav, Hainu Mulvad Shalish Vafiyahu Mechal Kvod Shabbos v'Yom Tov, Kvod Shabbos Hainu Lusov, that in addition to the fact that it's a covered Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's also the benefit that you're mekayim the mitzvah of Hafrash Haschala. L'fi she'ibdes Adam HaRishon shayichaloso shel olam shenivra be'erev Shabbos. Because women cost Adam HaRishon his place in Gan Eden, and he was the chala of the world because he was created on Erev Shabbos. So therefore they make up for it by baking chala on Erev Shabbos. So he says there's a chumrah that we have that even though normally we're mekel to eat pas palter, you're not allowed to eat pas akum. It's a gzeira that the Gemara makes in Maseches Avod Zara. We pass in Shulchan Aruch pas that's made by an individual nachri is usher for a Jew to eat. But if it's a baker, a professional baker, so we're makel on the pas. You're allowed to eat the pas of a baker. So comes along the Mishnah Berurah and he says that we're machmir on Shabbos. A lot of times on Shabbos we have extra chumras, that we're extra careful, just like we're machmir not to eat pas palta during Aseret Yemei Teshuva, because of the Kedusha Shabbos, we should be extra machmir. A lot of times people make a Shabbos party for their kids and they're having Oreos and they're having. So we should be machmir on Shabbos. We don't need Oreos, that's pas palter. It's something that's not pas Yisrael. So we're extra machmir Shabbos, we buy from a Jewish bakery. So really what we said over here is two things. The Ramah said that women should bake at home, they shouldn't buy from a bakery, and even if you're going to buy from a bakery, you should be careful that it's dafka a Jewish bakery, that it shouldn't be pas palter. In the Bir Halacha he writes that you should bake dafka on Erev Shabbos, and this was a minute kavua in the Gemara, and he says bavonaseinu harabim, people started, some of the Nashim started to forget this minhag and to ignore this minhag and to buy from a bakery. And he says, "V'lav shabdei ravdi, it's not proper to maktinim b'zeh kavod Shabbos." They're minimizing the kavod Shabbos when doing so. And then one final issue, the Rama writes over here, what types of food should a person eat? I've seen some that have some type of dish where it's like a knish, where there's food on the inside and it's surrounded by dough on the top and on the bottom as a zecher to the man, but he says, I don't think you have to be so careful about this. And Sifkat and Zayin, Bital, the man was covered on the bottom and the top with dew. So this dish also has meat in between the level, the layers of dough. We do have something else that's a zecher to the man being covered by tal on the top and the bottom, and that is that we have a challah cover. That's a zecher to the man. So v'lori isi, but the Ramah says b'mukamoseinu haminig la'achlan. That the Mishra, even though the Ramah says I never saw anyone careful about this, Mishra Berurah says I have, meaning he quotes from the Sher Knesset Gedola, that we in fact are careful about this. In Bir Halacha, he raises the question, why on earth would we make a Zecher Leman on Shabbos when there was no man? So it seems a little bit odd to make a Zecher Leman. So he suggests that it's that he says, Tosos and Arvei Pesachim says, yeah, that's why we make a Zecher, because we didn't have man, so we need a Zecher for the man. But he says, that's Dachuk. He says, it's more likely because Shabbos Bereishis is a dogma of the Shabbos Shalos Lavo, and the Shabbos Shalos Lavo, we're going to have man, so it's a sort of, it's not retrospective, it's prospective, that we're trying to do mun-like foods. So what did we learn today? A couple of critical points. First, we learned that you should even borrow money for Suda Shabbos, and even if that means borrowing with ribbis, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of you. Don't worry, whatever you spend on Shabbos, you're going to get paid back. And then we said that you should launder your clothing dafka on Thursday, and not on Friday when it's going to be very, very busy, and you should make sure your clothing is always clean for Shabbos. And we said it's very important that people should bake their own challah on Shabbos. Bir Alecha said a lot of people stop doing that, and that's not right. And we mentioned the chumrah not to eat paspalter on Shabbos. And then we said that some have a practice that they have a knish of some sort on Shabbos, but the Rama says he doesn't. He's not familiar with that practice. Whereas the Mishnah Berurah says that this practice indeed does exist. We do a zecher leman on Shabbos. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Simon Resh Mem Gimel.